You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From London to Hollywood and even Santa Barbara.
Hello, peasants.
It's the Royal Report with Gary Bryan and Lisa Stanley.
Hello, Governor.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. Oh, yay.
Well, say it isn't so, but I think it might be. Meghan Markle's podcast could be a fraud.
No.
What? Turns out at least one of her recent guests implies the Duchess didn't actually interview her. Alison Yarrow is the author of 90s Bitch Media Culture and Failed Promise
what
of Gender Equality.
In other words, a book that catches fire when you pick it up.
She says she was on the Archetype podcast with Meghan, but not really with Meghan. The episode was a couple weeks ago. We did discuss it when this episode came out. It was called To Be or Not To Be, in which Meghan discussed how calling a woman difficult is code word for biatch. Turns out Yarrow's comments were edited and woven between Meghan's to make it sound like they were together in an interview. Take a listen.
To track the rest of the history of this word, we called up journalist and author Alison Yarrow.
Etymologists believe that the word bitch kind of came out of this Greek insult.
Well, if the Greek called you that, then you're that.
Biatch.
Yarrow shared an Instagram post yesterday saying she was excited to be included. And instead of thanking Meghan, she thanked the producer, calling her an excellent interviewer, insinuating Meghan and she never met or spoke. Making it pretty clear, you guys, according to Yarrow, that the only ones Meghan does actually sit with via Zoom or in studio are her famous celebrity friends, like Serena Williams, Paris Hilton, and Mindy Kaling. So clearly, she's insinuating this podcast is fake. Well, some would say just like Meghan.
Oh, now how dare you?
I say fake it till you make it.
Well,
I
mean,
how dare you?
She has.
We know.
Go ahead.
Okay, we know some people who have done this in the past, who have weaved in. Yes.
No.
Yes, we do.
So good. Oh, look at that. I've got Paul McCartney on the Rick D's telephone.
You can hear the tape hiss.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. Paul. Oh, splice.
Splice.
You can hear the tape.
Ah. Rick was the best, man.
He was the best at doing it.
So good.
So maybe, Meghan, you should study how Rick Dees used to do it because you got popped here. He never did.
You got to have him sign an NDA that they can't reveal that you didn't really talk to him.
Well, there you go. I guess she didn't sign one.
Of course, here's Meghan Kelly. You know who that is.
That's another Meghan I'm not a fan of.
Yes. Oh, I thought you were Team Meghan.
I was until I started hearing all these nasty things.
Oh, you have.
I'm still Team Harry.
Everybody is, but okay. So here's Meghan Kelly talking about Meghan Markle.
Look at what's happening in our country. See, over here, people can't buy turkeys. They're too expensive. We've got record inflation, and she wants to run around word policing everybody. Have some perspective. Like I said the day after that Oprah interview, she is the least self-aware person I've ever had the misfortune to encounter in public life.
Oh.
Well, she's encountered her.
I was just going to say that. Where's her interview with her?
So I've looked and I understand that, and Meghan reminds us, she is extremely important.
You've been listening to the unofficial Royal Report.
Let them eat cake.